Good afternoon. This is Debbie, your host for Active Voice on CKUW 95.9 FM every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. We broadcast from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis. These are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabe, Anishinaabe, Iniwak, Nahittawak, Ocheti Shakoan, and Dakota Oyate. Active Voice showcases vocal music of all kinds, times, and cultures, choral music, a cappella groups, and diverse ensembles and singer-songwriters. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me today on Active Voice. First show of the new season of the new year, January 2026. Kind of amazing that we got here so far. And today we're having a theme all devoted to J.R.R. Tolkien. It's his birthday on January 3rd, and it's often used as a reason all over the world to celebrate all things Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, Middle Earth, etc. So today you will hear from the voice of J.R.R. Tolkien himself, as well as Floriani, Rufus Wainwright, William Elvin, together with Donald Swan, Votus Eight, Billy Boyd, and Annie Lennox. It's kind of fun today, a little bit of another nerdy show. And just want to let you know about some things coming up that are happening in our community. So there is still time to register for Manitoba Sings, which brings together nearly 300 singers of all ages from across the province for a weekend of group singing directed by guest conductors. And there's a junior choir for singers in grade 5 to 8, a senior choir for singers in high school, and an adult choir for ages 18 and over. And I know a lot of adults that are joining up. So registration's open until January 11th. So you have a week, but do it today. The events will be happening on, let me just see here, January 30th to February 1st at Gordon Bell High School for the rehearsals. And then the final concert is on February 1st at Portage Avenue and at Portage Avenue Church. If you want more information and to get the registration form, you can go to their webpage, mbcarlassociation.ca. And at the Weston Cultural Center, it's still time to catch the Panto, Merry Christmas Panto by Sick and Twisted Theater. Their show's this afternoon at 3, if you can make it then. Another one tonight at 7, and another one tomorrow afternoon, so Sunday afternoon, January 4th, and that will be at 3 p.m. as well. Tonight, there's an American Sign Language interpretation and a live stream, so even if you can't go, you can sign up for tickets and get the live stream. You can get that information at the West End Cultural Center's website, wecc.ca. And I think that's, you know, we're still in that kind of in-between time where there's not much else happening. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll tell you about one more thing next Saturday at the Weston Cultural Center. It's a midwinter celebration of Manitoba-made alt-rock music. There's 8 bands, and it's at January 10th at the Weston Cultural Center. They're calling it Frozen Booterfest, their first annual, they hope. So the door is open at 4:30 p.m. and the show starts at 5:30. That'll be amazing. Alrighty. Well, let us celebrate J.R.R. Tolkien. Even if you're not a fan of the books or the movies, you probably would like the music. And we're going to hear first from a group called Floriani. Now, Floriani is an American Mokel's men's vocal ensemble, which turns into Mokel, apparently, dedicated to serving Catholic Church and saving the church culture through the beauty of sacred music. And just so you know, Tolkien was a devout Catholic himself. So they are singing in this cut what was called a lost Christmas poem. It was discovered in the Tablet Journal issued in 1936. And they discovered it in 2013, a bunch of Tolkien researchers. And so this composition is described as having a style and language that harkens back to Middle Earth and tells the story of the birth of Christ using imagery that evokes Tolkien's fantastical world. So you'll hear Floriani's performance of this lovely song. And it's, you know, it's still Christmas season. There are many people who celebrate on the 6th. So, well, check it out. We'll follow that with... Well, no, actually, we'll tell you some more about what's happening after that. So here's Floriani with Tolkien's Noel, or the Lost Christmas poem.
Grim was the world on gray last night, the moon and stars were fled. The hall was dark without song or the fires had fallen dead. The wind in the trees was like to the sea, and o'er the mountains teeth.
And that was the wonderful American men's group, Floriani, singing Tolkien's The Lost Christmas Poem of J.R.R. Tolkien called Noel. And you can find Floriani, I think, on most streaming services. They sing a lot of sacred music, of course. And very, very fine production values there. Nicely done, except for the little bang in the background. Now we're going to hear from the author himself, from a record called J.R.R. Tolkien Poems and Songs of Middle-earth. We're going to hear him read about Old Tom Bombadil. This poem is one of the earlier poems in The Lord of the Rings. And Tom Bombadil is a kind of a whimsical character, not easy to categorize. Could be a man, a tree, a spirit. Anyway, representing the ancient power of nature.
Old Tom Bombadil was a merry fellow. Bright blue his jacket was, and his boots were yellow. Green were his girdle and his breeches all of leather. He wore in his tall hat a swan wing feather. He lived up under hill, where the withy windle ran from a grassy well down into the dingle. Old Tom in summertime walked about the meadows, gathering the buttercups, running after shadows, tickling the bumblebees that buzzed among the flowers, sitting by the waterside for hours upon hours. There his beard dangled long down into the water. Up came Goldberry, the river woman's daughter, pulled Tom's hanging hair. In he went a-wallowing, under the water lilies bubbling and a-swallowing. "Hey, Tom Bombadil, whither are you going?" said fair Goldberry. "Bubbles you are blowing, frightening the finny fish and the brown water rat, startling the dab chicks and drowning your feather hat." "You bring it back again, there's a pretty maiden," said Tom Bombadil. "I do not care for wading. Go down, sleep again where the pools are shady, far below willow roots, little water lady." Back to our mother's house in the deepest hollow swam young Goldberry, but Tom he would not follow. On knotted willow roots he sat in sunny weather, drying his yellow boots and his draggled feather. Up woke Willow Man, began upon his singing, sang Tom fast asleep under branches swinging. In a crack caught him tight, snick, his clothes together, trapped Tom Bombadil, coat and hat and feather. "Ah, Tom Bombadil, what be you a-thinking? Peeping inside my tree, watching me a-drinking, deep in my wooden house, tickling me with feather, dripping wet down my face like a rainy weather. You let me out again, old man Willow. I'm stiff lying here, they're no sort of pillow, your hard, crooked roots. Drink your river water. Go back to sleep again, like the river daughter." Willow Man let him loose when he heard him speaking, locked fast his wooden house, muttering and creaking, whispering inside the tree. Out from Willow Dingle, Tom went, walking on up the withy windle. Under the forest eaves he sat a while a-listening. On the boughs, piping birds were chirruping and whistling. Butterflies about his head went quivering and winking, until grey clouds came up as the sun was sinking. Then Tom hurried on. Rain began to shiver, round rings spattering in the running river. The wind blew, shaken leaves, chilly drops were dripping. Into a sheltering hole old Tom went skipping. Out came Badger Brock with his snowy forehead and his dark blinking eyes. In the hill he quarried with his wife and many sons. By the coat they caught him, pulled him inside their earth, down their tunnels brought him. Inside their secret house, there they sat a-mumbling. "Oh, Tom Bombadil, where you come tumbling, bursting in the front door? Badger folk have caught you. You'll never find it out the way that we have brought you. Now, old Badger Brock, do you hear me talking? You show me out at once, I must be a-walking. Show me to your back door under briar roses, then clean grimy paws, wipe your earthy noses. Go back to sleep again on your straw pillow, like fair Goldberry and old man Willow." Then all the badger folk said, "We beg your pardon." They showed Tom out again to their thorny garden, went back and hid themselves, a-shivering and a-shaking, blocked up all their doors, earth together raking. Rain had passed, the sky was clear, and in the summer gloaming, old Tom Bombadil laughed as he came homing, unlocked his door again and opened up a shutter. In the kitchen round the lamp, moths began to flutter. Tom through the window saw waking stars come winking, and the new slender moon early westward sinking. Dark came under hill. Tommy lit a candle. Upstairs creaking went, turned the door handle. "Oh, Tom Bombadil, look what night has brought you. I'm here behind the door now at last I've caught you. You'd forgotten Barrow-White dwelling in the old mound up there on Hilltop with a ring of stones round. He's got loose again. Under earth he'll take you, poor Tom Bombadil. Pale and cold he'll make you. Go out, shut the door and never come back after. Take away gleaming eyes, take your hollow laughter. Go back to grassy mound. On your stony pillow, lay down your bony head like old man Willow. Like young Goldberry and badger folk in Burrow, go back to buried gold and forgotten sorrow. Out fled Barrow-White through the window leaping, through the yard over wall like a shadow sweeping. Uphill wailing went back to leaning stone rings, back under lonely mound, rattling his bone rings. Old Tom Bombadil lay upon the pillow, sweeter than Goldberry, quieter than the willow, snugger than the badger folk or the barrow dwellers, slept like a humming top, snored like a bellows. He woke in morning light, whistled like a starling, sang, "Come, Derry Doll, merry doll, me darling." He clapped on his battered hat, boots and coat and feather, opened the window wide to the sunny weather. Wise old Bombadil, he was a wary fellow. Bright blue his jacket was and his boots were yellow. None ever caught old Tom in upland or in dingle, walking the forest paths or by the withy windle, or out on the lily pools in boat upon the water. But one day Tom he went and caught the river daughter in green gown, flowing hair, sitting in the rushes, singing old water songs to birds upon the bushes. He caught her, held her fast. Water rats went scuttering, reeds hissed, herons cried, and her heart was fluttering. Said Tom Bombadil, "Here's my pretty maiden. You shall come home with me. The table is all laden, yellow cream, honeycomb, white bread and butter. Roses are the windowsill and peeping round the shutter. You shall come under hill. Never mind your mother in her deep, weedy pool. There you'll find no lover." Old Tom Bombadil had a merry wedding, crowned all with buttercups, hat and feather shedding. His bride with forget-me-nots and flag-lilies for garland was robed all in silver green. He sang like a starling, hummed like a honeybee, lilted to the fiddle, clasping his river maid round her slender middle. Lamps gleamed within his house, and white was the bedding. In the bright honeymoon, badger folk came treading, danced down under hill, and old man Willow tapped at windowpane as they slept on the pillow. On the bank in the reeds, river woman sighing, heard old Barrow-White in his mound crying. Old Tom Bombadil heeded not the voices, taps, knocks, dancing feet, all the nightly noises. Slept till the sun arose and sang like a starling, "Hey, come, Derry Doll, merry doll, me darling." Sitting on the doorstep, chopping sticks of willow, while fair Goldberry combed her tresses yellow.
Now let the song begin, let us sing together. Of sun, stars, moon and mist, rain and cloudy weather. Light on the budding leaf, dew on the feather. Wind on the open hill, bells on the heather. Oh, slender as a willow wand, oh, clearer than clear water. Oh, springtime!
And we just heard the amazing Rufus Wainwright. You probably recognize his voice singing about old Tom Bombadil. And that is from the soundtrack for Lord of the Rings, Return of the King on the Reprise label. And before that, we heard J.R.R. Tolkien himself reading the long poem about Tom Bombadil. And our focus on Active Voice today is Tolkien himself and all the music associated with his creative work. And it's January 3rd, first Saturday in January. And our weather here at the University of Winnipeg Weather Station is minus 12. Doesn't feel that much colder. There's not much of a wind chill today. And when I came in, there was lovely sunshine. Compared to the Daily Almanac, it's about seasonal temperature for our normal highs and lows. And the forecast should be pretty steady this week with really mild temperatures, actually ranging up to minus 4 on Wednesday, if that's to be believed. Always 4 days away, I'm never really sure. Nice to get a little bit of snow today. We're expecting a little bit more snow tomorrow. And the current time here in Winnipeg is 2:24 p.m. You know, when you think about The Lord of the Rings and a lot of the stories and books and films associated with those sagas, you do think there's a lot of fighting, a lot of battles. And we are disturbed today by the news in our world of the American aggression in Venezuela. So I just wanted to let you know that there is an emergency rally for Venezuela tomorrow, Sunday, January 4th at 2:30 p.m., hosted by members of Peace Alliance Winnipeg and their allies. They'll be gathering at Winnipeg, at River and Osborne at 2:30 p.m. to stand in solidarity with the people of Venezuela. And it's an emergency demonstration. You can bring flags, signs with messages like "Hands off Venezuela" and "U.S. imperialism," etc. If you want more information, go find Peace Alliance Winnipeg on any of your social media, and you can get more information for that demonstration tomorrow. Well, on Active Voice at CKUW 95.9 FM here at the University of Winnipeg, we are focusing today on music associated with J.R.R. Tolkien. And I got introduced to this next song cycle many years ago, had a wonderful recording, not the one I'm playing today, and had a book of this song cycle. My husband and I used to play it together on the piano and sing along. Not as well as this wonderful tenor that you're going to hear today. So the song cycle is called The Road Goes Ever On. It was written by Donald Swann, famous of the Flanders and Swann comedy musical duo. Swann actually performed the cycle for Tolkien, who approved of the music, except for one particular song that was sung in Elvish, which he suggested should be in the style of a Gregorian chant, and Swann actually used the melody that Tolkien sang as the basis for his song. So we're going to hear today the wonderful recording from the same recording that had Tolkien reading earlier. So on side B of that record, J.R.R. Tolkien Poems and Songs of the Middle Earth, you can hear this long song cycle. It's about 16 and a half minutes, called The Road Goes Ever On. It's sung beautifully here by William Elvin and accompanied by Donald Swann himself.
The road goes ever on and on, down from the door where it began. Now far ahead the road has gone, and I must follow if I can, pursuing it with weary feet, until it joins some larger way, where many paths and errands meet. And whither then? The road goes ever on and on, and whither then? I can say. Upon the hearth the fire is red, beneath the roof there is a bed, but not yet weary are our feet, till round the corner we may meet. A sodden tree or standing stone, that none have seen but we alone. Tree and flower and leaf and grass, let them pass, let them pass. Hill and water under sky, pass them by, pass them by. Still round the corner there may wait a new road or a secret gate, and though we pass them by today, tomorrow we may come this way and take the hidden paths that run towards the moon or to the sun. Apple, thorn and nut and sloe, let them go, let them go. Sand and stone and pool and dell, fare you well, fare you well. Home is behind the world ahead, and there are many paths to tread. Through shadows to the edge of night, until the stars are all alight, then world behind and home ahead. We'll wander back to home and bed. Mist and twilight, cloud and shade, away shall fade, away shall fade. Fire and lamp and meat and bread, and then to bed, and then to bed. In the willow meads of Tazarinan I walked in the spring. Ah, the sight and the smell of the spring in Nontazarion, and I said that was good. I wandered in summer in the elm woods of Assyrian. Ah, the light and the music in the summer by the seven rivers of Osir, and I thought that was best. To the beaches of Neldereth I came in the autumn. Ah, the gold and the red and the sighing of the leaves in the autumn in Tananeldor, it was more than my desire. The pine trees upon the highland of Dorthonion I climbed in the winter. Ah, the wind and the whiteness and the black branches of winter upon Orodnathon. My voice went up and sang in the sky. And now all those lands under the wave, and I walk in Amberona, in Tower of Morna, in Aldalome, in my own land, in the country of Fangorn, where the roots are long and the years lie thicker than the leaves. In Tauramon alone, in western lands beneath the sun, the flowers may rise in spring, the trees may bud, the waters run, the merry finches sing. Or there may be 'tis cloudless night, and swaying beeches bear the elven stars as jewels white amid their branching hair. Journey's end I lie in darkness buried deep, beyond all towers strong. high, beyond all mountain steep. Above all shadows rides the sun, and stars forever dwell. I will not say the day is done, nor bid the stars farewell. I will not say the day is done, nor bid the stars farewell. I will not say the day is done, nor bid the stars farewell. I, laureel anta lassi surinen, ieni unotte me veram maraldaron, ieni velinte iulder avanier, mior omar delisse miro vorreva, andune pella, vardo tellum arnul vinni, assentintilari elleni, o mario aere tari lirinen. Si maniul maninen quantu va, ansit in talle varda o elosseo, ve fagnar maria telentari ortane, arilie tier undulave lumbule. Arsindan oriello caeta mornie, i falma linnar imbemet, arhissea untupa calacirio mirioi alle. Si vanua na romello vanua valimar, na Marie, nai hiru valje valimar, nai elje hiru va, na Marie. Sit beside the fire and think of all that I have seen, of meadow flowers and butterflies in summers that have been, of yellow leaves and gossamer in autumns that there were, with morning mist and silver sun and wind upon my hair. I sit beside the fire and think of how the world will be when winter comes without a spring that I shall ever see. For still there are so many things that I have never seen. In every wood, in every spring, there is a different green. I sit beside the fire and think of people long ago, and people who will see a world that I shall never know. But all the while I sit and think of times there were before, I listen for returning feet and voices at the door. Elbareth Gilthoniel, si livren penna Miriel, o menel aglare. Lenath, nach Aired Palandiriel, O Galad Remine Norath, Fanuilos Leilin Nathon. Nevaiar si, nevaiarom. Nevaiarom. I listen for returning feet. And voices at the door. There was a merry passenger, a messenger, a mariner. He built a gilded gondola to wander in, and had in her a load of yellow oranges and porridge for his provender. He perfumed her with marjoram and cardamom and lavender. He called the winds of Argoses with cargoes in to carry him across the river 17 that lay between to tarry him. He landed all in loneliness where stonily the pebbles on the running river Derelin goes merrily forever on. He journeyed then through meadowlands to shadowland that dreary lay, and under hill and over hill went roving still a weary way. He sat and sang a melody, his errantry a-tarrying. He begged a pretty butterfly that fluttered by to marry him. She scorned him and she scoffed at him, she laughed at him unpitying. So long he studied wizardry and sigildry and smithying. He wove a tissue very thin to snare her in, to follow her. He made him beat a leather wing and feather wing of swallow hair. He caught her in bewilderment with filament of spider thread. He made her soft pavilions of lilies and a bridal bed of flowers and of thistledown to nestle down and rest her in, and silken webs of filmy white and silver light he dressed her in. He threaded gems and necklaces, but recklessly she squandered them and fell to bitter quarreling. Then sorrowing he wandered on, and there he left her withering and shivering. He fled away, with windy weather following, on swallowing he sped away. He passed the archipelagos where yellow grows the marigold, where countless silver fountains are and mountains are of fairy gold. He took to war and forraying, a harrying beyond the sea, and roaming over Belmarie and Thelemy and Fantasy. He made a shield of morion, of coral and of ivory, a sword he made of emerald, and terrible his rivalry with elven knights of airy and fairy, with paladins that golden-haired and shining-eyed came riding by and challenged him. Of crystal was his habergeon, his scabbard of chalcedony, with silver-tipped at plenty loom, his spear was hewn of ebony. His javelins were of malachite and stalactite, he brandished them, and went and fought the dragonflies of paradise and vanquished them. He battled with the Dumbledores, the Hammerhorns and Honeybees, and won the golden honeycomb, and running home on sunny seas, in sheep of leaves and gossamer, with blossom for a canopy, he sat and sang and furbished up and burnished up his panoply. He tarried for a little while in little isles that lonely lay, and found there naught but blowing grass. And so at last the only way he took, and turned, and coming home with honeycomb, to memory his message came, and errand too. In Derrying Dew and Glamoury he had forgot them, journeying and tourneying, a wanderer. So now he must depart again, and start again his gondola, forever still a messenger, a passenger, a tarrier, a roving as a feather does.
a weather-driven
Well, that was the wonderful song cycle by Donald Swann of J.R.R. Tolkien's poems and songs of Middle Earth. The song cycle is called The Road Goes Ever On. One of the first song of the cycle is called that. Delightfully sung by William Elvent. Great diction. And accompanied by Donald Swann, the composer himself. And that is from the Cademan record, J.R.R. Tolkien, Poems and Songs of Middle Earth, an old, old recording that we're celebrating today because it's Tolkien's birthday and it's a day celebrated all over the world to indulge in all things Middle Earth. A little station break here.
Hi, my name's Joan Reno. I'm the host of Sunny Road every Friday from 10 a.m. to 11. From a dimly lit juke joint to a country field and everything in between, meet me on the sunny road.
It's time, meet me on the sunny road.
And today you're listening to Active Voice, CKUW 95.9 FM here at the University of Winnipeg. Well, we're going to play another song, probably the best known song associated with Tolkien. It is called May It Be. It was actually written by the Irish recording artist Enya, was approached by the director of the film of the Fellowship of the Ring. He approached her under the suggestion of Howard Shore, and she was really delighted to write the song. She traveled off to New Zealand to see the preliminary edits of the film, and she worked on the song with Nikki Ryan, her producer, and Roma Ryan, her lyricist. And it's well known, I think, even if you're not familiar with other music of The Lord of the Rings. And today we're going to hear an arrangement done for Voces 8 of this wonderful song on their recording, Enchanted Isle. It's called May It Be.
Shines to the whole.
And that was the Sublime Voces 8 with their performance of Enya's May It Be, associated with the Lord of the Rings. We're going to hear The Last Goodbye, sung by Billy Boyd. Now, Billy Boyd was actually an actor in The Lord of the Rings. He played Peregrine, or Pippin, in that film trilogy. But he also wrote this ending credit song called The Last Goodbye and sang it. It's from The Hobbit, The Battle of Five Armies. Here's Billy Boyd.
I saw the light fade from the sky. On the wind I hailed a sigh. As the snowflakes cover my fallen brothers, I will say this last goodbye. Night is now falling, so ends this day. The road is now calling, and I must away. Over hill and under tree, through lands where never light is shone, by silver streams that run down to the sea. Under cloud, beneath the stars, over snow on winter's morn, I turn at last to paths that lead home. Now comes the day to bid you farewell. Many places I have been, many sorrows I have seen, but I don't regret, nor will I forget all who took that road. Is now for me, so ends this day. The road is now calling, and I must away. Over hill and under tree, through lands where never light is shone, by silver streams that run down to the sea. To these memories I will hold, with your blessing I will go, to turn at last to pass.
And that was the talented Billy Boyd, a Scottish actor and musician who wrote and performed the song The Last Goodbye as the ending credit song for the film The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. And if you ever have questions, by all means, phone in. The listener line is 204-774-6877. Or you can email me, Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y, at CKUW.ca. And one of my goals for next year is to actually have a website where I can sort of post the song list and let everybody know all the details. Well, I hope you found some voices you love today. Be well, show kindness, stay safe, and tune in again next week for more authentic voices in vocal music. And stay tuned this afternoon to CKUW 95.9 FM for Eclectic Resonance. We're going to wind up today with the last goodbye. Sorry, not with the last goodbye. We just played that. With Into the West by Annie Lennox. And this is from Lord of the Rings, Return of the King motion picture soundtrack.
Lay down your sweet and weary head. Night is falling, you've come to journey's end. Sleep now, dream of the ones who came before. Across a distant shore, why do you weep? What are these tears upon your face? Soon you will see all of your fears will pass away, safe in my.
White shores are calling.